broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Doesn't really change my point of view. It seems like one of the things that's happened is the drug makers have figured out how to make these drugs a little bit better so that...
Are you aware of the level of enmity that crosses the...
I was dumbfounded, and it was appalling to me.
Right on, boys. Definitely going to wonder who the Canadians are from here on in.
Boy, what a headache.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch, and we'll go anywhere and do anything to just suck it and siphon it and pull it on out of the news and the life that spins around us. We take you through the looking glass in this Alice in Wonderland tour of media on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. And also our website, philhendryshow.com. Every night, a live streaming video and audio cast there for you. We started at 9 o'clock, so it's uncensored between 9 and 10 Pacific time. That means it is uncensored between midnight and 1 on the East Coast. And then we start the actual broadcast of the radio show that is fed via video and audio on our website at 10 Pacific and 1 o'clock Eastern. So you go over there, you not only get the live cast, you can download it the next day. So if you are even with an affiliate that you're listening to at night, and we have a lot of great affiliates, there is more on our website. There are the downloads, there's the video archives, there is the massive classic archive, there's the fresh Phil webisodes and uncensored podcasts, there's our news feed, there's guaranteed response via email if you are one of our backstage pass holders. So it's a cool thing to have. PhilHendryShow.com. This hour, Art Griego is going to join us. And he's going to be talking with us about the Tea Party. He is a kind of a middle-of-the-road guy. He is a professional. He had been a part of some of the local organizing for the Republican Party. And we wanted to get Art on the line because he's a professional in the professional sense. Out there in the workforce, he's a pilot. As a professional, he has been taking a look at this political process for a long time. Knows a lot of the principles. Like I said, did a little bit of organizing himself in the Republican Party. Had been a part of this conservative Tea Party movement. Kind of backed out of that. Libertarian. I guess they could say that you're all over the place, huh, Art?
Well, and I try to be as sensible as I can, Phil. But it's difficult. You don't really know when you're interested in finding out the facts about an issue. You listen to some people, and you'll think they have the answer, and then after a while, you realize that the answer is not as forthcoming as you thought, and that you have to take a step back and take another run at it. But that's why I've kind of taken your advice. I heard you say this a few years ago on your show. You said they're both Republican and Democrat dangerous, and I agree with that. I really do.
But you describe yourself now as a libertarian, don't you?
Well, I call myself a libertarian only because I don't want to be held to any preconceived ideologic position on anything. I don't want to have to pull out a little card that has my progressive or conservative views on it and check to make sure that I know what to say when someone asks me about an issue. I want common sense, and that's why the common sense that I bring, for instance, to the Tea Party issue, based upon my own political experience and my own experience, period. It's what I want to share with people.
Well, you don't really, you're not down on the Tea Party movement, are you?
No, I'm not. I just think that we need to know who they are. And I don't think people have really asked themselves, who are these members of the Tea Party movement? Now, Phil, I want to start out by telling you that I've flown commercially and I've flown privately for over 25 years. I've been a commercial pilot. I've flown charter. I am now a private pilot and semi-retired, but at one point I was a part of a semi-secret government program. I don't think it's all that secret now. The government, and that was the Department of Defense, wanted to test certain psychotropic drugs on individuals who needed depth perception in their job, which would mean pilots and other professionals.
Okay.
At that time, I was given a very moderate dose of LSD, and this, again, was a way of ascertaining, if at all, what kind of use, utilitarian use that LSD might have in enhancing depth perception, probably in the use of defense in flying, infantry, and so forth.
Now, this was a semi-secret, you say, government program?
Well, I think it was, at the time, it was probably more secret than not, only because it would have been very controversial. Today, we know that the government has experimented with LSD, and in not very nice ways.
Absolutely. I mean, in the 50s, the Army's experimentation with that drug was just absolutely brutal. Just brutal.
Yes, it was. But this was a program that I volunteered for in the early 1970s. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, and I want your audience to listen very carefully, the Tea Party movement, at its core, is comprised of the baby boomer demographic. That is, individuals anywhere from their late 50s on up. At the very core, the Tea Party movement is comprised of these baby boomers and maybe their younger brothers and younger sisters. And when you look at the Tea Party movement, you can see evidenced in the way they display themselves, probably a very colorful, colorful way of communicating.
Right.
40 years ago, those Tea Party members were all young people, hippies perhaps, or perhaps not. But one thing they all had in common is that 40 years ago, there was a lot of the street use of LSD, mescaline, peyote.
These are all what you call psychotropic or hallucinogenic drugs?
That is correct.
Now, you're mentioning LSD, peyote, mescaline.
LSD, peyote, mescaline, in some instances, STP, DMA, belladonna, even ketamine, very rarely, but even ketamine. Those individuals who were heavily into the use of LSD, and this was a big portion of the youth society at that time, have now grown up. And when you look at the Tea Party movement, and I mentioned this to my wife the other day, and she looked at me as if almost as if I was crazy, and I said, think about it, and she got, in about a half hour, she said, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. If you look at the Tea Party movement, you're looking at people who 40 years ago took a lot of LSD.
Well, I don't know how you can say that.
I can say it because they were, look at the kinds of people they are. It's that Woodstock Nation mentality. It's that gather together, gathering of the tribes, very colorful with their signs, very colorful with their hats. They're into costuming. And these are the people that gathered for the outdoor festivals and were exchanging illicit hallucinogenic drugs. Why is this important? I believe it's important because you have to at least leave open the possibility that these people are irrational.
All right, now hold on for just a minute.
That they are irrational and that they could suffer from, as we know is possible, these kinds of lysergic dolithamide flashbacks.
All right, hold on for just a minute. I mean, it's one thing to say that the Tea Party movement, when they were younger people, were dropping a lot of acid, all right? It's another thing to say that they're irrational.
Well, we don't know to this day what damage, chromosomal or otherwise, LSD did to the minds or the physical structure of the brain or the nervous system of the kids that took it en masse back in the late 60s, early 70s. We do know that there were young people taking anywhere from 50 to 100 to 150, 200 trips, as they call them, on LSD. And we also know that in some cases it left some of those young people with shattered minds.
I think you're getting into some areas here. I don't know that that's... I think that psychiatrically there were a lot of kids that were troubled, and perhaps the use of this drug just pushed them to a place they were already headed for. You know what I'm saying? Art, I don't mean to disagree with you here.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, What you're telling me is that the Tea Party movement, because it is comprised of so many baby boomers, there's a high probability that they were heavy LSD users.
A very high probability. And I'm not going to embarrass you and ask you...
Because you're not going to get an answer.
All right, I won't embarrass you and ask you whether, what your, if at all, use of hallucinogenics was. But you think back in your mind, Phil, because you grew up in those days, And you tell me how many of the people you knew at that time were using those drugs. Now look at these Tea Party people and tell me with all honesty and candor, tell me you don't believe that those people are somehow affected on some level by the massive use of LSD in our culture, by the youth culture, in the early 70s, late 60s, that those people are not products of that, and that you do not at least wonder about their rationality.
I can tell you that I wonder about the rationality of any group of people, any large group of people who act really angry, and when you're in a mob, it can be a very dangerous thing. Now, I'm not saying that that's what the Tea Party is.
Well, you saw them on the steps of the Capitol, right?
I thought that got right up to getting out of control. When that man's was screaming at that guy Cleaver, I'm not saying he spit on him, but when you lose your sense of dignity and you spit on somebody, even inadvertently, and can't even say you're sorry.
And you don't think that LSD played a part in the mania that you saw on those steps?
I didn't see anything on those steps that would tell me that it was caused by LSD. I saw a lot of people that are angry.
There are a lot of angry people, yes. There are a lot of angry people. But angry people who have a history of taking hallucinogenics. That's what you have with the Tea Party.
Have you done a study?
I don't need to do a study.
Have you gone into a Tea Party meeting? You know,
I don't need to do a study. I don't have to go in and ask anybody anything. I know how old they are. I know who they are. I know what they look like. I know what they looked like 40 years ago. And I know 40 years ago what they were taking. And these are the people. These are the acid heads of 1970.
Well, I, with all due respect, I think that you can have an opinion, but I think you need to back it up with a little bit of scholarship.
No, Phil, this is where you know, you're hoping that I don't find a connection.
I'm not saying I hope anything.
I'm telling you, you don't need to. This is a common sense conclusion. A common sense conclusion.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL here with Art Griego, who he feels, because of the large number of baby boomers in the Tea Party movement, that they were all, these are the same people that were taking LSD, that their behavior bespeaks a history of LSD use, of being a hippie, in other words, and also he mentioned the fact that he doesn't think that they're rational as a result of that. And I don't know if you can draw those conclusions or not. Well, I know that I don't see that personally. 877-876-PHIL. I saw what they were doing on the steps of the Capitol building. I know that people get angry. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Art Griego talking about the Tea Party movement, its history of baby boomer membership, and the possibility that its members were acid heads. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You watch.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And with me is Art Griego. Mr. Griego, a frequent contributor on this program, generally on matters having to do with the military, defense, aviation. We are talking politics tonight with you, Art. And, you know, you have made an observation here. You made an observation about the Tea Party. You say that, well, because of the demographic, the demographic of the Tea Party, there are a lot of baby boomers. They're all acid heads.
Well, I'd say all acid heads.
Well, they're heavily influenced by people who dropped a lot of acid back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that people, either they understand it or they don't. You know, the fact is that the Tea Party movement has a lot of baby boomers. These people, if you look at them...
Well, hold on for a minute. I know that you're saying that by observation, they look like the same kind of people that when they were younger went to Woodstock. How do you know that means LSD?
Because of the way... I dare anybody to take a look at those people, at the way they dress, the way they act with their signs and their clothes, and they're the exact same people that not too long ago we saw high on LSD and peyote sitting in a park somewhere waving a sign for the Black Panthers, only now because they're older And maybe they're thinking more about themselves and less about the world around them. They don't want, they want different things.
So you're basing it on the way they dress?
No, I'm not basing it on the way they dress. I'm basing it on the whole totality of their age and the and how, I don't know how else to put it, how weird they look. And I don't think it's a stretch. I really don't think it's a stretch to say, look at these people, look at how old they are, and hello, I think there's been some LSD.
What is this?
I asked the young man to play this.
Well, can we turn it off, please?
Well, but this is an example of the music that a lot of these acid heads would listen to.
And I understand, but can we, all right, can we just lower it at least?
Yeah, go ahead and lower that.
And I would appreciate it if we'd have Bud take his direction from me. Now, what is this?
This is the kind of music that these people, and I'm not saying that you can turn it down. I'm not saying they all listen to it, but.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to a phone call here. And first off, talk to Daisy. Hi, Daisy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so I just want to say that people like Bill Clinton and Hillary were the ones that were frying their brains, and they were, you know, being hippies, and they were rebelling against the government and the war, while the people in the Tea Party were supporting the troops, and they never did anything like this.
You don't know that. People change a lot in the years between their youth and between their old age. And these people in the Tea Party are a classic example of going from the very altruistic sense when they were younger to being very selfish. And
are you saying it's these people are selfish?
All right, well, I don't mean to say selfish, but being very more concerned with their own selves. And if you look at them, Daisy, and I don't know how old you are, but you seem rather young, you can tell they're the same kind of people that were sitting there in the Capitol Mall when Forrest Gump was making his speech, you know.
Forrest Gump didn't exist.
I beg your pardon?
Forrest Gump didn't exist.
Well, that's your opinion, but I mean, when that big speech, you know, when they were sitting there in the Capitol Mall, you know.
Unlike Obama, people like Sarah Palin actually want to help the country, and it's people like you who are dragging our country down. So,
Let me ask you something. How old are you? Are you saying this yourself, or is your grandfather sitting there feeding you?
Well, hold on for a minute. What does that mean?
Well, I don't. How old are you?
I'm 15.
And do you have an adult there telling you what to say?
No.
Okay. You sure?
All right. I think she answered the question.
All right. I would say to you, Daisy, and you sound like a very intelligent young lady, take a look at the photographs from Woodstock. Take a look at photographs of the Tea Party. Understand how people age. You know how the FBI will do that morphing thing. They can show you what you look like years later. Look at the colorful nature in which they demonstrated, and now look at the colorful nature in which they demonstrate today. I'm telling you, you're looking at the very people that took the brown acid. Did you ever watch the movie Woodstock?
All right. Yeah, the brown acid was poison.
Well.
Okay,
Daisy. Yeah, go ahead.
People in the Tea Party actually have class. And, you know.
Class?
Yeah. They have class.
The guy was yelling so loud, he had loogied all over the guy.
I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about individual people. I'm talking about the point of the Tea Party is to get our country back on track.
Well, that's true. But I could take that slogan and say it's to get our country back on crack, you know.
Okay.
And I'm being funny.
All right, let's not be funny, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, but Daisy, do you don't even consider the possibility. You don't even consider the possibility these are the same people that were taking handfuls of orange sunshine acid?
No.
At a Country Joe and the Fish concert? No, you don't. It's impossible.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you, didn't Dana Rohrabach...
Well, Dana Rohrabacher is a conservative congressman.
What did he say, though?
He admitted to dropping acid, yeah. But that was one guy, and it was at Disneyland.
Yeah, uh-huh. One guy at Disneyland, where there's one.
Well, Dana Rohrabacher is a guy who, well, I guess he's older than me.
Well, see, Phil, there's a classic example right there.
And what if I find some cat in the Obama administration that dropped acid?
Well, but you haven't, have you?
Daisy, thank you for your call. It's great to talk with you, okay? Keep thinking for yourself, all right? 877-876-PHIL.
What is it? I don't understand what that means.
In what sense?
So you just said for that child to keep thinking for herself. That's what I'm trying to get her to do. I'm not trying to brainwash her. I'm trying to educate her.
I understand that. It wasn't meant as anything toward you. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Are today's Tea Party people yesterday's acid heads? That's what Art Griego's telling us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. P-H-I-L.
How about what again?
P-H-I-L. Phil Henry. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Art Griego. He is a professional pilot. What year was this test or what have you?
It was a voluntary session over a period of one week. We were given small doses of LSD.
Do you remember how much?
I do not.
Do you recall hallucinating?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know the effects. I remember vividly looking at the walls in the room sort of undulating and looking at objects on a table turn into something else. And that's why I think about these Tea Party people. If they took as much LSD as has been the apocryphal reporting, Phil, this country would be in very, very deep trouble if these people, because...
I want to just say something here.
If you're talking about flashbacks, if you're talking about the deterioration, the disintegration of the mind...
I want to tell you something. I knew Timothy Leary toward the end of his life. No more sharp a thinker, no more... I mean, he was a very extreme cat. Everybody knew that. But Timothy Leary was not cuckoo. And the cat was... I thought he was very together.
Is that right?
What are you telling me?
He was talking about colonizing other planets?
That's a perfectly reason. That was where his head was at. It wasn't that he thought we were going to do it tomorrow, but he thought that that was eventually the trajectory that mankind was on. So, yeah, he would naturally talk about those things. But I never found him to be crazy. He was cognizant. He knew what was going on around him. He wasn't having flashbacks. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ruth in Franklin, Massachusetts. Hello, Ruth. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm just a little put out with that gentleman that is categorizing everybody, you know, in that age era that everybody did drugs. I mean, how does he substantiate that?
Art?
I'd like to see some proof.
What I do is I take a look at the societal sect, if you will. That would be the societal segment that you look at the Tea Party movement. These are very external people, outgoing people, vociferous as well as magnanimous in some instances, I'm sure. They are also prone to very colorful dress, very colorful demonstration. It's not a huge leap, I don't think, to see these very same people 40 years ago assembled somewhere in a park or in a mall or on a field someplace waiting for a band to come on stage, having ingested large amounts of psychotropic or hallucinogenic drugs. Now, I'm not putting down anybody's recreation, but I will tell you that for those young people who did all of those psychedelic drugs, to grow up and become a political force that we're supposed to reckon with, and we don't know if they're going to have a flashback and start to stab each other in the face, if they're...
Oh, come on now. Wait a minute.
Well, we don't know.
A huge assumption, but second of all...
We don't know.
How old are you?
I beg your pardon? I'm 47.
How old are you?
I'm 47. I'm 47 years old.
Okay, I'm 56. I'm a very proud.
You're right. You're in the wheelhouse.
Who had never done drugs, and I hold a very high professional position.
I don't doubt it. I'm just saying to you that while there are many people, I'm sure, that didn't do drugs, there is a much, much, I think, more significant group that smoked either marijuana or ate peyote or did this. I'm asking you this question. You tell me, Ruth. You tell me. What do you do when these people turn on each other and begin to take out straight razors and cut each other's throats.
Wait. Hold on for a minute, man. What is this? All of a sudden, it's like I'm back in high school listening to all these goofy movies about...
We don't know what's going to happen, Phil.
Will you take out straight razors and cut each other's throats?
I think he's a little... Well,
does this lady know anything about LSD? Because I do.
I know a little
I
bit about it.
I have an experience. And I can... And
all right.
I
there is such a thing. It's called a flashback. It's called the acid flashback. Have you heard of that? Yes.
I think you're paranoid that everybody else is having flashbacks if you do.
Ask a doc. Ma'am, I'm not in that age group. I don't know anything about these people. I'm a
Gen X. Have you done drugs?
No, I have not. I'm a pilot. I grew up at the time of Generation X. We were putting down all those things that our older brothers and sisters did. This generation of boomers, these Tea Party people, are acid heads.
And they're going to take out straight razors and cut each other's throats. 877, thank you very much for your call, Ruth. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Will in San Francisco. Go ahead, Will. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego.
This is San Francisco. This is the epicenter of this.
I'm wondering if when the Tea Party folks get into power, are we all going to take acid then, or is that going to be legalized, or is it going to be free? I mean, the guy...
Let me explain something to you, Will. It's not going to be about acid being free. It's going to be about the people making decisions are acid casualties, individuals whose minds, their chromosomal structure, their DNA altered by very powerful drugs, that we still don't know anything about. And these people are running
kill.
A political movement?
Your fear is going to kill... What's happening out there?
I didn't take LSD. They did.
You don't know that people in the Tea Party took LSD.
Oh, yeah, okay. Tell me all about it.
You're afraid. You're very afraid.
Why not be on the safe side? If you look at those people, tell me they didn't take acid as kids.
You're hiding in a corner. You're a little person.
Tell me.
That's what you are.
Tell me they didn't take LSD as kids. Go ahead. Tell me that with a straight face.
There may be some people.
Uh-huh. You got
it. You're thinking everybody?
I am saying, if you look at those people, you know there's a significant number of them.
Art, you don't know that. You've never done any kind of empirical study. This is you offering an opinion. You're a pilot, man. You're not a sociologist.
Well, I'm bringing up something that nobody else has brought up before.
You're a scared little man. You're a scared little man.
You're a scared little man. You don't want health care. You're a scared little man.
I can't wait till they get into power. Then we can all do drugs.
That's fine. You want drugs? You want people who took LSD in power? That's your business. But don't ever talk about Obama again.
Who said that he's talking about Obama? All right?
Yeah. This guy's knocking Obama, and he wants an acid head to start telling everybody what to do. Nice going, Will.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we, gentlemen?
This guy's. You listen to the stuff coming out of his mouth.
I'm listening to the stuff coming out of your mouth. We got acid heads. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Andrew in Castaic, California.
What's coming out of my mouth? I'm making sense.
Andrew.
Yes, hi, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, with all due respect, it sounds like this guy's on LSD right now. How can you be talking about a group of people when you haven't done the research and study about them? You're pretty much judging the book by its cover.
I've done enough research and study to know that these people have all the earmarkings of having had massive LSD experimentation.
Oh, come on, man. Now, where are you seeing that?
Look at the way they dress. Look at the signs they carry. Look at their unrestrained behavior. Look at their emotional, unrestrained, and rude behavior. This is the activity of a hippie.
Where is coming from, sir? The rude behavior is coming from the misguided...
Speaking of rude behavior...
...by the Republican Party. They're the ones that are betraying the Tea Party. They're the ones telling the Tea Party to hold up these signs about Nazism and...
How old are you, son?
...government movement.
Son, how old are you?
It's a lack of leadership in the Republican Party that's taking this movement, taking uneducated...
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 26 years old. I'm 26 years old.
All right, so you don't know. You don't know what happened. You weren't there. They were taking handfuls of Blue Barrel LSD.
Where's your proof,
man?
What do you mean?
Where's your proof?
My proof? go back to the medical records from the 1970s to every free clinic in Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, the kids stumbling in there, overdosed on LSD. Guess where they are today? You got it, wearing three-cornered hats and watching Glenn Beck.
Oh, you don't know. These are all things that you're assuming because you happen to be opposed.
Tell me I'm wrong. I told the last guy, I'll ask Andrew the same thing. Look at those Tea Party people and tell me that they didn't swallow hundreds of tablets of I don't know what they call this stuff, purple death, love, you know, love yellow. Tell me they don't look like that.
What?
That they took acid.
Oh my,
well, they don't look like they're acid heads to me. They look like a bunch of people in shorts. They look like a bunch of people with three-cornered hats and signs.
Yeah, they look like acid heads.
Andrew, thank you. This is a, you know, this, you, what you're doing right now, see.
Well, I want to tell something.
You're confusing a lot of younger listeners.
I want to talk to those younger listeners, Phil.
Well, you're confusing a lot of them because they don't know the era that you're talking about.
I want to talk to some of those young listeners right now because I don't think anybody's talked to them straight. I am simply saying to your younger listeners, please, look at these Tea Party people again. I was there. Phil was there. We knew. We saw. They took acid. They danced. And has anybody ever heard of Charles Manson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, you know it's true.
No, I do. Wait up. Are you trying to tell me that these people are former Manson members?
I don't know. I'm telling you that the Manson family came from that same culture. The same culture as the Tea Party people. The same.
You're making statements here that are so irresponsible to say that members of the Tea Party now were criminal.
No, I'm saying they come from the same acid head culture. And I'm asking the young people, if you don't have to believe me, use the mind that God gave you. Figure it out. God.
Oh, well, we're so sorry that we're not fast enough for you, Art. You know.
Figure it out.
Figure what out?
You can't see. You can't see these freaks. And they're all running around, and they got the covered dishes, and they're eating their chicken. And, man, if they, nothing says Tate LaBianca like fried chicken.
Boy, you know something? You're nuts.
Why?
What does that mean?
I think you know.
No, I don't know.
Didn't you just read The Family?
I did, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with... Nothing says Tate LaBianca like fried chicken.
At the same culture. Do you understand?
877-876-PHIL. We're going on to another phone call here. I have Mark in Rockford, Illinois. Go ahead, Mark. You're on with Art Griego.
Good evening.
I think to make a statement like that is irresponsible. I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Irresponsible.
No, it isn't.
I'm listening to the comments, and the nice thing about the 60s and 70s was civil rights, and, you know, Art, you have your opinions and your statements and your beliefs, and you're entitled to them. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions now to kind of reciprocate. I am 31 years old.
So you're too young.
Don't say. Go ahead.
Excuse me, sir. I gave you your chance, so let me retort to your question.
Absolutely. I don't.
But I have learned about history. I haven't been living in a box. I've gone to school. I know things. Now you're saying that people.
Well, now you're starting to sound like Fredo Corleone.
What?
Well, you're sounding like Fredo. People who lived in this time are only dropping acid and they have all these weird views and they wore all their wild colored shirts and hats. Those same people in that same generation are the people now who are the inventors and the leaders of helping clean up air pollution, run more fuel efficient companies. It's
excuse
the same
me?
Genre as your
what?
People.
Excuse me? What people are those? Take a look at this country. It's never been more confused. It's never been more at a loss as to how to move forward.
Those acid heads, thank them for it. Every country has their up and downs, but you can't take... Uh-huh. First of all, not everybody in the 70s did acid, and just because they were...
Every country's got its acid, but no country's got the number of acid heads that we do.
Will you let the man finish?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Art, just because people who dress in one decade, they don't dress different than the other... You're trying to tell me that you look at your high school photo, you're wearing your hair the same way, you're doing the same thing. People learn from their mistakes and they go with
this. This is about ingesting a hallucinogenic drug, a psychotropic drug. And this is about these Tea Party people are the same ones that were up in the canyon back in the day, scoring six hits for $5,
You again, you have no information like that. This is...
I'm telling you, I've seen the... I saw an old guy at a Tea Party demonstration last week. I looked at it. I knew that guy.
You don't know. You're wanting to see people because it will fit into your preconceived notion. And I thank you very much for your call, sir. It was a great call. That is Mark in Rockford, Illinois.
Well, wait a minute. I want...
Our number is 877. I have to cut people off because we're up against the break. 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Art Greer, go back in a moment as we talk about the Tea Party. Are they the acid heads of yesterday?
Phil Henry. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And I really do think, and I was talking to Art during the break, I think that there is a real apology needed there.
I wasn't referring to anyone that an individual.
No, but you were indicting an entire group of people, the Tea Party people, for a horrible thing that happened, a crime that will resonate down through history in this country.
All right, Phil, I will apologize to this extent. I'm not trying to say that anyone who is a Tea Partier had anything to do with the Tate-LaBianca murders. Is that what you're asking for?
I think what you've done is you've indicted the entire Tea Party movement as people who were capable of that kind of thing.
I don't know. Do you really want...
Did they?
I don't know, Phil. Do you really want me to say that these people took handfuls of LSD and they weren't capable of murder?
How do you know that these people in the Tea Party took handfuls of LSD other than what you tell me?
Because if you look at them...
Other than what you tell me about the way they look, the way they look, the way they act, this is your evidence. Keith in Castro Valley, California, sir, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Sorry, Keith. We have a phone screening system. Go ahead, Keith. I did not catch the first part of your call, sir, so just start all over again.
Okay. The gentleman talking about the LSD and the Tea Party hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. I've been a police officer 29 years in San Francisco. I've seen it all.
Have you dropped acid?
Tea Party? What's that?
Have you dropped acid? Have you dropped acid?
No, I haven't, but I've dealt with a lot of
them. Okay. Well, then I guess you haven't seen it all.
Well, let's not have a little respect here, okay?
Have you dropped acid?
I'm telling you. No, but I think I asked a good question, didn't I?
No, but
I asked a very good question, and I can tell you that
you can't be a pilot. So
have you ever heard of the? Excuse me. Yes, I did when I was in part of that government experiment. I told you about that. Let me ask.
Well, then the FAA would take your license.
No, I did it as part of an experiment that the FAA was aware of. I'll tell you something else.
Obviously,
Charles Manson take acid?
Oh, let's get off of Manson, will you please? And let the officer say, this guy called in. I've been listening to you all hour, Art.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
When's the last time you went to a Tea Party demonstration? I've seen a lot of them. They're middle-class Americans from ages 18 to 65 and some older. There may be one or two in there that are a little wacko, but, hey, there's wackos in every crowd. But the Tea Party people I've seen, they're on the right track. They have an idea where this country needs to go. We need to get rid of the Democrats and the Republicans. And people like you, pilots, obviously live in a world like politicians live in. You don't live in reality. You don't deal with reality. You make up these little things that you hear from myths and stuff that have no truth to them.
I'm making up the fact that people took LSD in 1970. Is that what I'm making up? I want to just
you're
be clear. I'm making that up.
You're not making up that fact, but you're saying everybody in the Tea Party took it?
I'm telling you that demographically, the Tea Party is made up primarily of baby boomers, and you know what they did. They took a handful of that stuff, and they went down, well, Mr. Henry doesn't want me to say. Let me just say this. They found a fork in her back.
If you bring up Tate and LaBianca one more time, I'm hanging up.
Yeah, you're wrong, Art.
Why am I wrong?
Obviously, I'm not going to these Tea Party demonstrations.
Oh, come on, man. I've seen them on TV, these screwballs with the
the news reports everything appropriate, right?
Exactly, right. So how do you know they're not editing the news, Art?
You haven't seen these nuts with the three-cornered hat, and they're dressed like Abigail Adams? Tell me that isn't some kind of a costume party.
Art, if you go to these demonstrations live, you'll see that the press picks out the wackos in the crowd to make things look like that. But if you look at the majority of the crowd, they're your everyday, average American, tax-paying, hardworking people.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
The press is only trying to make news.
It could be, but you know what? Even if you make mistakes as a young person and then you get older and you straighten out and you do good things, there's a thing called an acid flashback where suddenly you've got a straight razor in your head and you're going after your own one-month-old baby.
Oh, come on, Art. I mean, this is why the officer asked, do you know anything about it?
What about the acid flashback?
29 years.
Yeah.
29 years as a police officer, Art. I've dealt with a lot of people on acid, and I've dealt with them having flashbacks. They're never violent flashbacks. They never get into paranoia, and they try and hide from people. They don't
attacking people
with straight razors. 29 years, I've
if
never,
one of those people
never,
has a flashback in the middle of
a violent
rolling back help
from an acid flashback. Never.
You may not have. You may not have. You're one police officer.
29 years.
If any of those people have a flashback. All right. So you're telling me if the Tea Party people have flashbacks, it'll be okay. Wow.
Art,
I feel so reassured.
Do you know what city I work in, Art?
29. He's in San. You're in Castro Valley, right, sir?
San Francisco.
Right. Yeah. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry show. More with Art Griego and this Tea Party acid thing. God.
Oh yeah.
Phil Henry.
Boy, that Erica Badu, man.